This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Welcome for another podcast. Rejoice and be glad in this day that the Lord has made. Do you know that what you need in your life, you already have it in your hands? What you need to make life meaningful, God has already placed it in your hands. We're looking at 2 Kings chapter 4, the story of a woman that came to Elisha after her husband died and the creditors came to take unto them her two sons. She ran to Elisha. And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thine handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil." That always is the reply of people. You know, when you have a need and they're asking you, "What do you have?" Say, "I have nothing. I don't have anything. I don't have anything." God has never made anyone empty. All we need to do is look inward. She said, "I don't have anything in my house except a pot of oil." Then Elisha said to her, "That pot of oil is sufficient." He said, "Go. Borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow, not a few. Borrow. And when they ask, come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." Praise the Lord. God only fills empty vessels. Once a man is full, God can't fill up anymore. And that is why as Christians, we must always present to God empty vessels. What happens? What makes it empty? When God fills you up, He expects that you pour out. He expects that you give out. And the more you give out, the more you are emptied. And as you are emptied, He is filling up. That's one thing to note from this instruction from Elisha. He said, borrow vessels. And he said, not a few. But surprisingly, that lady borrowed few vessels because she was still pouring. And she expected to get more and discovered that she doesn't have or didn't have enough capacity. Praise the Lord. As Christians, as beings, human beings, we need to expand our capacity. God only feeds us to the level of our capacity. I cannot do it. I don't have it. I don't have the capacity. Who said so? God made us in a way that we are elastic. We stretch and God stretches. When we expand, God fills. Praise the Lord. So she went from him and shut the door, just like Elisha said. Shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her. And she poured out. Why did she have to shut the door? Why did she shut the door against the world? In life, there are ideas that may come to your mind. And if you don't shut it up within, you share it out so easily and so quickly, people will be there to laugh at those ideas and mock at those ideas. Imagine her letting the neighbors know that she's just going to pour that oil in a little bottle or in a little vessel into all these drums. Doesn't that sound laughable? Yes. Some ideas we have, they sound laughable. But if they are instructions from the Lord, then by all means, shut the door behind the word, shut the door behind, and do exactly what the Lord is telling you. And what happened? And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stopped. The oil stayed. To the capacity of the vessels they had available, that was how much God could fill. Beloved, I want to encourage you this morning, or whatever time it is you're listening to this podcast, to enlarge your tent. It said, look, as far as your eyes can see, told Abraham, I will give unto you as a possession, as far as your eyes can see, as far as your mind can imagine. If it does not occur to your mind, if it does not look feasible in your mind, it can never be visible in your life. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay the debt, and leave thou and thy children of the rest. Praise the Lord. Like I said earlier, what you need to make it in life is inside of you. All that you need to survive and become comfortable, God has placed it inside of you. Moses said he had nothing. I am but a stutterer. That's all he could recognize. And the Lord said, what is that in your hands? He said, it's just a shepherd rod. And God said, drop the shepherd rod on the ground. And what happened? It became a big serpent. Praise the Lord. And with that serpent, by the time he went to Pharaoh, his rod, his common shepherd rod, became serpents and swallowed the rods, the serpents of the magicians. That thing in your life that you look at as common is what carries all the blessings that God has in store for you. That common thing you see, that common voice, that common skill, that common talent that God has placed in you, that you have commonized, that is where he has placed all that you need. And God help us to identify that thing, that little bottle of oil, that rod in our hands, that cloak, praise the Lord. And it fell on a day that Elijah passed, where a Shunammite woman great, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, as often as he passed by. And this is another lady. What did she do? She gave accommodation to a man of God. That space in her house, she decided to use it to accommodate a man of God. And what happened? That long-awaited miracle of a child that she needed came through. Let's look inward. Let's stop looking out. All that we need is already inside of us. All that a plant needs to reproduce is inside the plant. The seed to replicate its kind is inside the plant. The seed to replicate your greatness is inside of you. And once God identifies it and opens your eyes to it, don't hesitate to run with it, because greatness lies in just little things. All we need to do is what? Enlarge our tent, enlarge our capacity. Stretch. When we stretch, God stretches with us. When we present our vessels empty, God is always ready to fill us up. If this woman had known that oil will produce so much, I bet she would have, borrowed more vessels. But the Bible recorded that as much as she still, was able to get, the oil was sufficient after she sold it. She had to sell it. If she had left the oil in the drum there, it wouldn't have yielded anything. What is that talent? What is that gift in your hands that you have to develop? Develop it so that it becomes money in your pocket. We are looking for money right now. We are trying to make ends meet instead of going borrowing. When you borrow, just going borrowing, even when you borrow, make sure you are investing what you borrowed. To borrow to eat is not wisdom. You borrow money and eat it up. You keep borrowing. But when you borrow money and invest it, she borrowed the vessel. She borrowed the vessels. I'm sure to pay for those vessels will be very easy. All she needed just to leave some oil inside that vessel and give it back to the owner of the vessel. And the person will be very, very grateful because the vessels won't come back or didn't come back to them empty. Praise the Lord. What we have in us is sufficient to produce what we need in life. Hallelujah. So be encouraged. If you are listening to this podcast and you are feeling so devastated, you are feeling empty, you are in lack, I encourage you today, look inward. What did I say? Look inward. What you need is inside of you. May the Lord open our eyes to see what He has deposited in our lives for our future. May our eyes be open, and I believe once that happens, none of us will go begging. None of us will go lacking in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to this podcast and you've not given your life to Jesus, life without Jesus is empty and directionless. And so you want to give your life to Jesus, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for this podcast. Thank you for your word for me to meet today. I come to the realization that without you, I can do nothing. And so, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. Forgive me. Wash my life with the blood of Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Remove my name from the book of death. From today, I choose to live for you and you only, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Congratulations. And if you are listening to this podcast, you are born again. All you need is that word from the Lord. That word can transform every impossibility to becoming possible. Listen to that word. No matter how funny it sounds, shut the door behind, incubate the word, and you see breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. All we need to get by in life is already inside of us. Hallelujah. Congratulations. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I remain Amie Mostukura, your friend, your sister. Remember, I love you. God loves you better. Have a wonderful weekend. See you again in the next podcast. Bye-bye.